Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making a passion for skincare profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And joining me here in the studio is acoustic, I almost said trio, is acoustic duo. Split pea soup. How are you guys today?
Doing great.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm all right. Thank you for coming down here on this hot Sunday to play some songs for us. What would you like to play for us first here?
We're going to do an original. This is a song that's about you can find love the old-fashioned way. It's called In Front of a Church.
Excellent. Here is Split Pea Soup here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, three, four. Sunday, we met in front of church. We went on up and stayed, we led so many more. Was a little surprise, I was tossed out the door. Said, I ain't got no money, but I gotta be hard. Said, you're a little bit funny, yes, you gotta be hard.
Woke us up here this morning. Yes, yes.
Rock and roll.
I especially like the arrogant squirrels you have.
Oh, yes. I have several in my yard.
You have arrogant squirrels in your yard. That's very interesting. Split pea soup here on Hunter at Sunrise. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves here? You're a duo, so.
Yeah. My name's Terry King, vocals and guitar.
Uh-huh.
I'm Jake Fleming, rhythm guitar and vocals.
You guys have known each other for a really long time, haven't you?
Probably 30 years or more. We've been playing together off and on, yes.
Yeah. Tell us the story of how you met.
This duo was formed out of the original three-piece soup that we were together back in, like, 1988. We formed in through 1999, featuring myself, the late Chuck Johnson, and our original guitarist, Mr. Mike Obel.
Mm-hmm.
And
we started playing around Tidewater area. I like to say Tidewater. It shows my age.
Yeah.
After a year or so, Mike had to step back, and Terry, we were fortunate and lucky and blessed that he was right there to step in, and we didn't miss a beat.
Uh-huh.
And continued on, and then through 1999, and we kind of went our separate ways. Terry's from Kentucky. He moved back home.
Mm-hmm.
Then I ultimately went to Buffalo and Philadelphia, and in between that time, our dear friend Chuck Johnson passed away from cancer.
Oh.
So me and Terry always stayed in touch. We're friends, and we did a reunion thing and played together, and it really felt good, so we decided to do a one-off show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were deciding, how do we do that? So why don't we call it Three Piece Soup? We'll honor our friend Chuck, and we'll raise money for the American Cancer Society.
Yeah, now this was back in what?
This was in 2018.
Okay.
And we did a benefit concert, and it was successful. So we did two more in 2019 and 2022, respectively. And then me and Terry were like, well, why don't we make this thing official and do it again and start playing out? And this time around, though, even though we honor the legacy of Three Piece Soup, this is a new duo.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new vision.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is starting to write some original songs. I haven't written songs in years.
Mm-hmm.
Terry encourages me to get on that thing and get that rolling. Right. And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Well, Terry, you're originally from Kentucky. Where are you from, Jake?
I'm from Virginia Beach.
You're from Virginia Beach.
But I've been in Philadelphia for 15 years, and I just moved back 2 years ago.
What made you guys come back here and do this? I mean,
well, I can tell you how I ended up back here. My wife's from Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay.
So she said, we're going home. I said, okay. You're the boss. You're in charge. But no, actually, she gave me 10 years out there. I lived like two streets over from my brother, and mm-hmm. we just had a great time and played a lot of music. And then we came back here in 2015, and it looks like we're staying.
And you're working on new music. How many songs have you been able to get together, original songs, that is?
Well, we have two right now. We've been a cover band this whole time, and mm-hmm. Which I really enjoy playing covers. It's a lot of fun. That's why I'm in this, is to have fun, you know, and but, yeah, I've got probably 25 of my own songs.
Oh, okay.
And, so we're going to start working on those and getting, you know, 6 or 8 good originals in our set.
And you're going to record them, I assume.
We would like to.
Yes.
Yeah. One song at a time.
Yeah.
We're not rushing that too much because we want it to be good and right. And but it's really enjoyable to do that with him because, he, like I said, he encourages me. And I have a lot of stuff that can go out there.
Uh-huh.
And we're really looking forward to that, just adding more originals and coming into our own. Mm-hmm. We are a deep cut classic rock band, and that's kind of part of our thing, playing the cover songs that everybody else doesn't play. We try to. And people enjoy that. Oh, I haven't heard that in years, or anybody play that song. So
right.
We want to be, as far as the cover side of it, be away from the typical that you hear in every single club.
Uh-huh.
That everybody does.
Now, you've been playing out and around. Where do you usually play, or is there any one particular place?
We play at Big Ugly Brewing.
Oh,
and
okay.
In August, we're playing right down the street here at Afterglow Brewing.
Okay.
We're playing a lot of the breweries. It seems like that they're a good place to land for an acoustic duo.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's also an early night, too. So
yeah. That's kind of nice.
When you get our age,
yeah.
You know, it's like,
absolutely.
I want to be, they say, you know what, you need to start at 9. No, I want to be done by then. You know,
yeah, right.
Anyway.
Yeah, we've been everywhere from Smithfield or Urbana already, and then Big Ugly, and we got Virginia Beach Voodoo Brewing coming up in August, and then we also have, that's in September, and then we have Suffolk has a big cultural event center over there, and we're going to be doing that August 1st.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun.
Are you going to be at the Peanut Fest?
No, absolutely.
That would be great.
That would be fun.
I think this is like the first year they've had it since the pandemic. I'm not sure about that.
I think you're right.
They may have had it last
year.
I'm not quite sure.
Right.
By the way, we have this up on Facebook right now on the Hunter at Sunrise page. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Split Pea Soup here this morning. What else would you like to play for us, gentlemen?
Well, I guess we'll do my original that I wrote about growing up in Kentucky. It was you know, living with my mother in the city, and then my grandparents took me out where they came from, out in the country, as they called it. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool as a kid to run around on a 212-acre farm.
Wow. You know?
So, yeah, it's called Running with the Wind.
Excellent. Here is Split Pea Soup here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I was born in 61 in this big old town. I'm ready to go when my feet hit the ground. Living in the city always crowded me. I need to get to a place I'd rather be.
Sunrise with Split Piece Soup. Wow, that was fine. That was really fine.
Much.
I like that song
a lot. Thank you. I love it. That's one of my favorites.
Great song.
They are Terry King and Jake Fleming, by the way, and they're up on Facebook right now. If you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends. Did I read this right, that you're working on another benefit show about suicide prevention. Is that correct?
Good friends of ours lost their son to suicide a few years ago, and they are really involved in support and the suicide organizations and things like that. So we help them out. Our first gig actually is Split Pea Soup last summer was for the American Suicide Prevention Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever they call us, we're there. You know, we're there. We like to do a lot of charity things. It's about giving back.
Yeah.
I look at it personally as giving back what's freely given to us. And so, yeah, we hope to be working with them again. And another cancer benefit to bring that up is we hope to do that again next spring or summer.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly bring Mike in if he's available to do that.
Right.
Now, I understand this last song that you're going to do is by Robin Thompson. Some particular reason? Robin passed away some time ago, and he just would have been 75 like last week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it is kind of opportune for you to do a song by Robin Thompson, but did you know Robin?
Or? I didn't know him personally. However, I can tell you that for me, I remember, and I'm showing my age again, when his album Two Bees Please came out.
Right.
And, you know, he was the big star to make it around here because he was local and I used to see him in the clubs and actually before I was probably old enough to. But I loved Robin Thompson's music. I like all his songs. So when I started playing acoustic guitar, I started learning some of those songs. And that goes back 30 years ago. So for me, it's a no-brainer. We played at least two songs in our set. And I would like to do more, even like Bright Eyes or even Cowgirl Get the Blues. Just a great songwriter. And another thing for me, this song we're going to play, it's about nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
And even back then, it was a nostalgia song. And for me, I used to listen to Robin back in the clubs. And I like to say Louis McGee. I love Louis McGee. What a great guy. He's still doing it. And those guys were, you know, that's who you went to see back in the day if you weren't here in a big hard rock band. And just to honor that legacy, I certainly like personally to do. It's funny, you talk about Terry's got friends in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And we had shared a rehearsal video of the song we're going to do. And he was like, yeah, I love Robin Thompson out in Kentucky. So,
right.
Yeah. You know, Robin was known, you know, more than this area. And I certainly miss him. And
well, he was almost in the Bruce Springsteen band.
He was.
Wow.
And I got a picture somewhere.
I think
I got a picture that I shared on Facebook with Robin Thompson next to Bruce Springsteen. They both got really long hair. It was like 1971.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that.
When Bruce Springsteen came to Richmond, he had Robin out on the stage with him.
Did he? Oh, yes. That was great.
Yes. Robin's been on the show. Was on the show about three or four times. In fact, just to give away my age, when I was in college, he came down to our college radio station and I interviewed him on the radio. And it was the first time I'd ever done a radio interview. And he was so great about it. And it was funny, a few years later, many years later, actually, he contacted me and said he was coming to the area. And he still had the interview on tape.
Oh, nice.
We did at the campus radio station. I just thought that was the greatest thing.
That's cool.
And Robin was a good friend of mine, so I was very sad when he passed
away. Yeah, it's
away.
A big loss for this area and just music in general.
Yeah.
And he continued to write great songs, just great songwriter.
We're talking with Split Pea Soup here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else are you going to play from Robin?
We'd like to do a song called Candy Apple Red.
Ah,
you might have heard it on the radio back in the day.
I think I've played this several times on the show. So
nice.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it. This is Split Pea Soup here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Back again. Oh, do
when the ways are good. I had me come to school on my hood. I'd be lying like a fool saying I went all the way. I'd give anything to relive those days. I wish those days were back again.
Split Piece Soup here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thank you guys so much for doing that song and for
Absolutely.
Coming down here today.
Yes, thank indeed. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We love this show. So
oh, well, thank you.
Honor to be here.
I really appreciate you coming down here, especially on such a hot day. And I wish you the best with all these songs that you're writing.
Thank you.
And how can people find out where you're playing?
Facebook page, Split Piece Soup.
We do the Facebook page. That's the best way to find us.
Okay.
If you go to YouTube, you might get a bunch of recipes or something.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of split pea soup.
You know, I noticed that. But I Googled you, and that's what happened. That's what came up.
Yeah. We didn't think about that, but hey.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that's okay. At least it is. I like split pea soup, whatever.
Yeah, very good, very good.
But yeah, Facebook's the best way, and it has all our information and schedules and pictures and
And also myself and Jake are on Facebook, Terry King and Jake Fleming. We have our own page, of course.
Mm-hmm. And we usually share what we post on our Split Pea Soup page as well. So.
Do you have a place that you're playing like soon that you want to shout out?
Actually, we're taking July off. We're going on vacations.
Oh, so that's good.
He's going back to Kentucky. I'm going to Philadelphia for some baseball. So
yeah, August 1st in Suffolk. That's going to be that arts and
Suffolk Cultural Center. They have a Thursday Thursdays every Thursday.
Yeah,
so we're a part of that.
I'm glad it's not on Wednesday because then it'd be really strange.
Yeah, right.
Thursday. Thursdays on Wednesday. Yeah.
That's August 1st. Right up our alley, 6 to 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Anything that's out there.
August 18th, we're at Afterglow Brewing right down the street on a Sunday afternoon, which is good for us folks.
Please, anyone listening, come out for that.
Yeah.
They're really nice guys in there, no doubt.
Well, thank you guys again so much for coming down here today. It's been great.
We appreciate it.
We enjoyed it.
It's an honor.
Split Piece Soup here on Hunter at Sunrise.